The pressures and incentives for doing more labeling on products come from various angles, one of which is that the consumer is concerned about the safety of his food. The conscious or interested consumer is also interested in how his food is produced. Are the working conditions of the laborers working in agriculture adequate? What type of pesticides are being used? Are they being abused? Is the land being protected? Is the agriculture sustainable to some degree? That's one side of it. The other side of the coin comes from the producer's point of view, is in order to sell his products in a modern supermarket in a developed country society, he has to be able to prove that he has used certain agricultural practices, and that is all included in the label, frequently in an electronic form in a barcode, which one sees on a package in the supermarket, which permits one to trace it all the way back to the farm in many cases. This is a very modern technology being adapted by even fairly small farmers in developing countries in order to be able to sell and benefit from the sales in developed countries such as Europe, North America, or Japan.
I suppose that in this way, better benefits and higher prices go to the small farmer or the producer in a developing country. How can this be ensured?
Well, one of the interesting outcomes of our meeting was the discussions with the fair trade groups. The fair trade proposition means that the producer receives an excess amount beyond the market price paid directly to the producer group, usually a cooperative in a developing country, dedicated to social needs. That could be nurseries, it could be health clinics, it could be schools. For instance, if we take one of the products we work closely with is bananas. For a box of bananas, which might cost $15 in the European market, they get $2.70 extra, and that $2.70 is to be dedicated for these social purposes. And if the consumer is willing to buy a product with a fair trade label that indicates that he is helping, making a contribution to the benefits of the cooperative or the small farmer community in a developing country.